Welcome to The Growth Zone, where we explore dauntless leadership, dramatic business growth, and the strategies and tactics you can use to grow your business in Japan and beyond. I'm Stephen Bleistein. Are you ready to grow? Let's get started. Today, I want to talk about strategy. Specifically, I want to talk about a mistake I see leaders make constantly when they set strategic goals. And I'm going to use a somewhat unusual teacher to make my point, a flight instructor from the early days of jet aviation. Now bear with me, this is going somewhere useful. There's a wonderful book called Jet Age by Sam Howe Verhoeveck. In it, a flying instructor named Toy Franklin is teaching a young pilot named Alvin Tex Johnston. Johnston would go on to become the chief test pilot for Boeing during the thrilling and sometimes terrifying early days of commercial jet aviation. In one scene, Franklin is explaining to Johnston how to think about flying a plane, and what he says stopped me cold when I first read it. He told Johnston something like this: "Don't think about the mechanics of moving the rudder or the ailerons. Think in terms of pressure, right and left pressure on the rudder pedals for directional control, side pressure on the stick for a roll, fore and aft pressure to move the nose toward you or away. Don't think nose up, nose down. That way, when you get into aerobatics and you find yourself on your back, you won't be confused. Think in terms of pressure, not mechanics. I want you to sit with that for a moment." Now, let me bring this into the boardroom. When leaders set strategic goals, they almost always default to thinking in terms of mechanics. They define the goal as an action, a thing to do, a process to execute, a project to complete. For example, conduct a China market survey. That's a mechanic. That's telling your organization what to do. But compare that to improve our understanding of the China market. That's pressure. That's telling your organization where to move, what direction to push toward, without prescribing exactly how. The difference might seem subtle on the surface, but in practice, it is enormous. And here's why. When you define your strategic goal as a mechanic, conduct a survey, you've committed yourself to a specific action. And when that action doesn't deliver what you hoped, you're stuck, disoriented. The survey is done. It didn't tell you what you needed. And now what? You define success as completing the survey. The survey is complete, but you are no better positioned than you were before. When you define your strategic goal as pressure, understand the China market, you've defined success as an outcome, not an action. The market survey is then just one option among many for how to achieve that outcome. If it doesn't work, you're not lost. You still know your direction. You try something else. You talk to customers directly. You bring in an expert. You send a team member to spend time on the ground. You stay oriented. This is exactly what Toy Franklin was teaching Tex Johnston. In aerobatics, when you're upside down, nose up and nose down suddenly mean the opposite of what they mean in a straight and level flight. If you've trained yourself to think in terms of mechanics, move the stick this way, you'll get confused and make fatal errors. But if you've trained yourself to think in terms of pressure, apply force in this direction, you stay oriented even when the world is inverted. Strategy is no different. Implementation is always aerobatic. Things go wrong, markets shift, competitors do unexpected things, key people leave, technologies emerge, assumptions that seemed reasonable at the time turn out to be false. If your strategic goals are built on mechanics, every one of these disruptions will disorient you because the thing you committed to doing may no longer be possible or relevant. But if your strategic goals are built on pressure, on direction and outcome, then disruptions are simply new information. They tell you to try a different approach. They don't call into question where you are going, only how you're going to get there. Let me give you a quick test. Look at the strategic goals you've articulated for your organization or for your team. Read each one aloud. Now ask yourself, is this a direction or is it an action? Increase revenues by 20%. Direction. Launch a new product line by Q3. Mechanic. Enter the Southeast Asian market. Direction. Hire a Southeast Asia regional director. Mechanic. Become the preferred partner for mid-market companies in our sector. Direction. Attend 3 industry trade shows this year. Mechanic. Actions and mechanics have their place. They belong in your execution plan, not your strategy. Strategy is about direction, about pressure, about where you are committed to moving, even when you don't yet know exactly how you'll get there. The best strategists I've worked with share this quality. They're deeply committed to outcomes and deeply flexible about methods. They hold their destination with conviction and their route with open hands. That combination, conviction about direction, flexibility about means, is what allows leaders to navigate the aerobatics of implementation without losing their bearing. So take the lesson from Tex Johnston and the early jet age. Think in terms of pressure, not mechanics. Define your strategic goals by where you're going and trust your organization to find the best way to get there. That's what strategic leadership looks like. That's a wrap on today's Growth Zone. Keep growing, keep leading, dauntlessly. I'm Stephen Bleistein, and I'll see you in the next episode.